Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Historic NASA launch.
Delivering our core crew into orbit.
Plan to tax the rich.
Those earning more than $1 million a year.
Skipping the shot.
Perception is everything when it comes to vaccines.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The latest mission to space that blasted off this morning is a study in recycling. The rocket and capsule carrying the four astronauts has been used before.
You couldn't have asked for better launch weather, with clear skies allowing the Falcon 9 rocket's bright yellow flame to be seen for hundreds of miles.
Endeavour launches once again. Four astronauts from three countries on Crew 2, now making their way to the one and only International Space Station.
Four crew members are from the U.S., Japan, and France. They're headed for a six-month stay on the space station starting tomorrow. Their spacecraft is the same SpaceX Crew Dragon that became the first to fly humans last year. So far, its performance seems to match its first flight. In other words, so far, so good. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
President Biden's plan to help American families would be paid for by the richest ones. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The White House is working on proposals to boost child care, paid family leave, free community college and pre-kindergarten classes, plus tax credits to fight poverty. The president is expected to propose paying for all of this by raising the capital gains tax for wealthy Americans. For Americans earning more than $1 million, that tax rate could jump to 39.6%, nearly double what it is now. But as with most of his ideas, the president will face an uphill battle with Congress. Republicans already oppose the high cost of Mr. Biden's other proposals, and they're now saying they don't like this new idea either, because the tax increase could punish Americans for investing in local businesses or stunt future economic growth.
Today's the day a federal panel meets to decide if it's safe to resume the use of the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID vaccine. It was paused over reports of rare but serious blood clots. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The trial was 40,000 people, and we're seeing this at a rate of about 1 in 1 million. So once we start to get in the millions and tens of millions, rare side effects happen. Now that there's a warning and we can identify it early, hopefully there won't be serious problems from the vaccine.
At Fort Meade, Maryland, about 800 people will need to get a third Moderna vaccine shot after it was found some doses that were given had been at room temperature for too long and spoiled. Well, vaccinations are lagging in the Deep South and parts of the Midwest. More than 60 of the 105 counties in Kansas turned down vaccine shipments this week because they would go unused. Dr. Peter Hotez of the Baylor College of Medicine.
If you look at the lowest vaccination rates in the country right now, there are overwhelmingly red states. And I believe a lot of that is due to vaccine hesitancy and refusal among, as all the polls say, conservative and Republican groups.
The CDC is considering changing its guidance about masking outdoors as more people get vaccinated. In the past week, the State Department has issued COVID-related do not travel warnings for dozens more countries, now affecting 115 nations, 80% of the globe. CBS's Lucy Kraft has more on the COVID crisis in India.
Even mass cremations can't keep up with the pace of death as COVID cases explode across India, with even young children among the victims. Families gathered nearby said their final farewells. Nobody helped in time. We were running here and there for a ventilator. She died after the oxygen ran out, said this man, whose mother was among the dead. The country's healthcare system is collapsing, with widespread shortages of medicine, oxygen, ventilators, and hospital beds.
Japan has declared its third virus emergency for Tokyo because of rising case numbers 3 months before the Summer Olympics. In a 94-1 vote, the Senate has passed a bill designed to help stop the rise of hate crimes against Asian Americans, giving more support to the Justice Department and local law enforcement. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We will not tolerate violence and bigotry. And to those who perpetrate the violence and bigotry, we're going to pursue you to the full extent of the law.
The names of six Atlanta area Asian women killed earlier this year are attached to the bill. In a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has made it easier to sentence minors convicted of murder to life in prison without parole. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the case involved a 15-year-old in Mississippi.
I think we will see more cases like this, where in the prior group of Supreme Court justices, there had been liberal rulings. But now with the conservative justices, there's a pushback.
The Associated Press reports a Pentagon panel recommends independent authorities, not commanders, make decisions about prosecuting sexual assault cases in the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to get input from military leaders before making a final decision. Well, some familiar American symbols are in the danger zone in Washington as rivers rise. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
Every spring, the cherry trees surrounding Washington's tidal basin erupt in billowing blossoms of pink and white.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
But Sean Keneally, who has worked this park for 24 years, says there's a creeping concern.
I've definitely noticed the water getting a little higher every year.
What's been the impact on the cherry trees themselves?
We've lost cherry trees. They've been flooded out.
If nothing is done, floodwaters could also inundate the memorials to Jefferson and Martin Luther King Jr. The FDR Memorial could end up submerged in 9 feet of water by the end of the century. Some ideas call for long elevated walkways. Others would relocate entire monuments and let nature take its course. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Washington.
In Kingston, New Hampshire, a very loud gender reveal event. Some people in the vicinity thought it was an earthquake. 80 pounds of tannerite, a legal explosive, was set off in a quarry. Foundations cracked. People felt it in nearby towns.
It was an explosion that rocked my house, my neighbors, my community.
Police are investigating. By the way, the family says it's a boy. The Bay City Rollers hit it big in 1976 with a number one song. Saturday night. There's where the lead singer of that group, Les McKeown, has died in Scotland. He was 65. It seems a bowler's late father brought him luck at the lanes.
Two-handed bowler John Hinkle Jr. rolled a perfect game at Landmark Lanes in Peoria, Illinois, after he brought a little bit of his late father with him for luck.
So right here is where the thumb hole used to be, so that's where the ashes are at.
He tells CBS affiliate WMBD-TV his dad, John Sr., taught him to bowl when he was a kid, but died 5 years ago without ever reaching a 300.
I had tears in my eyes for the 11th and 12th frame. I couldn't even tell you where that last ball went.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
When the European Soccer Super League was formed and failed this week, the financial backer J.P. Morgan was left with a black eye, too. The bank now says it clearly misjudged how the venture would be viewed by fans and says it will learn from this. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting May 1st.